We're thankful for all the grace of God, and especially for the fact that we just have this quietness now for the hour that lies before us. We're thankful for the Word of God and for the privilege of studying it.
我们也要为神的话献上感恩, 也感恩我们有这样的特权和荣幸来学习神的话。
So again, welcome to each of you. Many of you we know, many unfortunately I do not know, but welcome to you just the same.
欢迎大家所有的人, 你们中间呢, 有些人我认识, 但是呢, 大多数我都不认识, 但是我同样的, 欢迎每一个人。
Many of you who I do not know, I have the privilege of seeing often on Zoom on a Friday and Saturday night.
所以呢,你们,很多人呢,其实我不认识,但是呢,我有这样的荣幸在这个屏幕上,在星期五或者星期六的晚上看见你们。
And I feel like I'm getting to know you.
我的感觉我已经认识你们了。
Others, I are maybe new, and I don't know you yet at all, but I would like to know you.
所以呢,其他的呢,可能是新来的,我还没有认识你,但是呢,我希望能够认识你们。Heaven
is going to be a wonderful place.
天堂会是一个奇妙的地方。One
of the things we're going to do when we get to heaven is have time to spend with our friends. And I don't have the chance to get to know many of you now, but in heaven, we will get to know one another.
所以在天堂里我们有很多奇妙的事情要做, 其中一条呢, 就是我们可以互相认识, 因为呢, 现在呢, 我可能还, 我们还互相不认识, 但呢, 天堂以后呢, 我们会互相都会认识的。
And one of the things that excites me about all that is this, that in heaven we'll all speak the same language.
在天堂里有一件事让我感到非常的兴奋, 那就是去了天堂以后啊, 我们大家都会讲同一种语言。
So we're looking forward to those happy days.
对,我们在盼望那么幸福的一天。
In the meantime, we've got our work to do, because when we get to heaven, we will have lost the opportunity to serve the Lord down here.
因为我们现在呢,我们就是要去服侍,那么呢,到了我们,到了天堂以后呢,我们就失去了在地上服侍主的那个机会。
And the privilege of serving Him here on the earth is the theme that we're going to be considering tonight.
所以呢,我们在地上去服侍主呢,是今天晚上我们要学习的一个主题。
So, we're going to take a moment and pray, then we're going to get into our study in the book of Ephesians this evening.
我们先来祷告,然后呢,我们再开始学习以弗所书。
So, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for calling us together at this time.
主啊,我们要献上感恩呢,是因为您呢,在这次呼召我们到这里来。
And Lord, we thank you for one another.
主啊,我们要为每一个人呢,献上感恩。
We thank you for the love that we have for one another, though many of us do not really know one another.
因为我们也非常感恩我们之间互相的爱,尽管我们好多人互相之间都不认识。
We're thankful that in the common place we have the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we have God as our Father.
因为我们非常感恩我们的共同点呢,就是我们有主耶稣基督来做我们的救主,我神做我们的父。
And so we thank you for giving each one of us who has put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as brothers and sisters of ours on our way to heaven.
因为我们非常感恩每一个人呢，他们信了主耶稣基督做他们的救主，所以呢，我们都是弟兄姊妹，我们将一起去到天堂。
Now bless us this evening, Lord, we pray. Help us to understand and help us to respond to the great truth of God.
主主啊，求您呢，今天晚上帮助我们，帮助我们去理解，也帮助我们呢，去做出正确的回应。
And we ask all these things now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这所有的一切都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Well, again, just so good to see each one. We're going to study tonight in the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
今天呢非常高兴看见大家，所以今天我们要学习以弗所书的第四章。
Just a little bit of a review. Ephesians chapters 4, 5, and 6 are outlines of our privilege and responsibility to serve the Lord in our Christian walk.
因为这个呢就是指出一下，就是以弗所书第四章第五章第六章呢是我们基督徒，我们作为基督徒我们有这样的特权，这样的荣幸去服侍我们的主。
Ephesians chapters 1, 2, and 3 are a presentation of our marvelous position in the Lord Jesus Christ.
以弗所书这一章到三章呢是展现了我们在主耶稣基督里面的这样的神奇的位置。
It's because of our great position that we are encouraged to serve the Lord with zeal and with enthusiasm.
因为这个呢，因为我们这样的一个奇特的位置呢，所以这样的主就鼓励我们去服侍主。
Just a simple reminder then of what our position is in chapters 1, 2, and 3. We're told about all the spiritual blessings we have in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
因为这样呢，其实我们在1、2、3章里谈到的呢，是我们在这里，在主耶稣基督里，在我们的位置上，我们可以获得所有的从天上来的属灵的这样的福气。
We are all as Christians, we are all citizens of heaven.
我们所有的人呢，都是基督徒，我们都是天上的公民。
And though our feet are on earth, we act as though we really are in heavenly places, that we are servants of the Lord on the earth from heaven.
这个呢，尽管我们的脚在地上，但是我们的行动呢，就像是我们从天上来的，就是这样去服侍主，我们在地上的服侍去从天上来的。
In some respects, we're like ambassadors. We're citizens of heaven living on the earth, but with the great responsibility of representing the God of heaven and the Savior of heaven down here on the earth.
从某种方面说呢，我们是天国的大使，我们是天上的公民呢，所以我们现在是住在地上，有一个极大的责任呢，代表了我们天上的国，代表了我们天上的救主，代表了我们天上的父。
So it's true, we have what we might call a heavenly calling. We are God's representatives having been saved.From the earth to be citizens of heaven, and we're called down to the earth to serve him.
因为其实呢，我们从某种方面说呢，是我们是从天上来的这样的呼召，因为呢，神从天上呼召我们，在我们地上呢，我们在地上得救，我们得救以后呢，从天上来的呼召呢，是呼召我们去服侍主。
Ours then is a heavenly calling. Chapter 4 and verse 1 gives us the simple theme that we follow in the book of Ephesians.
然后在第四章里第一节里实际上讲到的呢，我们是蒙召，我们是呼召以后呢，这样呢我们在地上就像以弗所的人一样在地上去服侍主。
It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation or the calling wherewith you are called.
这里讲到的呢，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
If we are ambassadors from heaven here on the earth, we've got to act like ambassadors. We've got to represent our God and Father, our Savior, very appropriately.
因为如果我们是天国的大使的话呢，那么我们在地上呢，我们就要与我们大使的位置相称，我们呢就要事实代表我们在天上我们的主耶稣，我们的救主，还有我们的父神。
So last week we got down, I believe, to start considering truth in the fourth chapter, and I'm just going to read one or two lines from verse number seven.
上个星期呢，我认为呢，我们一直学到了就是第七节，所以今天呢，我们要从先读几节经文，从第七节开始。
Verse 7 says, But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
第七节说呢，我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
When you were born, you were given by God a number of physical attributes or physical gifts.
也就是当你重生以后呢，神呢就赐给你一些几个那样的恩赐，或者说你那样的能力。
As you began to grow up, you began to realize some of the gifts you've been given.
所以呢，当你在主里成长的时候呢，你就会意识到神所赐给你的一些恩赐。
Some are, given the gift of music, they're musical. Some are artistic.
因为有些人呢，他们有音乐方面这样的恩赐，所以他们是音乐家。有些人是艺术这方面的恩赐，所以他们成为艺术家。
Some are given the gift of superior intellect, and others are just plain good looking.
所以呢，有些人呢给了他们极高的智商，但是另外一些人呢只是长得漂亮帅而已。
God's children in the physical world are not all equal, but we are all gifted in one way or another.
神呢把我们身处在我们在肉身上呢都是不一样的，我们呢得到的恩赐都是不一样的，所以呢我们都不是一样的。
And then when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we are born again.
当我们信了主耶稣基督为我们的救主以后呢，我们重生了。
And when we're born again,We are born into God's family, and God gives us some gifts, some spiritual gifts, so that we can contribute to the body of Christ here on the earth.
当我们重生以后呢，我们就会重生到神的家里，神呢就会赐给我们一些恩赐，这个样的恩赐呢，有些是属灵的恩赐。所以呢，我们就会对神的身体，就是地上的教会做出贡献。
And so verse 11 says that God gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers.
第十一节说呢，神所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Here are five gifts that God has given to the church at Ephesus.
这里有五样的恩赐是神赐给当时以弗所教会的。
Now if you go to the book of Romans, if you go to the book of Corinthians, you will find a couple of other lists of the gifts that God has given.
如果你去读那个罗马书或者 读格林多书，你就会发现那里也列出了神所赐给他们的另外的一些恩赐。
But here in the book of Ephesians, the list is a shorter list, and there's only five gifts given that are important for us to understand in this context.
于这里呢，在那个以弗所呢，其实神赐给他们的恩赐呢，是一个很短的一个列表，只有五样恩赐。这样的五样的恩赐呢，是帮助我们去理解，通过上下文的关系呢，来告诉我们列出这个五样的恩赐。
So if you and I, or you or I, were in the city of Ephesus, we would have received one of these five gifts.
所以如果你或者我，我们当时呢出生在以弗所，我们就会被赐给这五种恩赐里面的一种。
And so the question is, all right, what are we going to do with the gifts that he's given us?
这问题呢就是那如果神赐给我们这样的恩赐呢，我们怎么去用这样的恩赐去做事儿呢？
Now, we can take a look at these five gifts. Number one is apostles.
所以我们可以看看这五样的恩赐，第一样呢就是使徒。
So, the question is, what is an apostle?
所以问题呢，使徒是什么呢？
And the answer is the apostles were the foundational men of God who had the responsibility of laying the foundation of the church. They were special messengers given to build the church.
这个呢答案就是说使徒呢是神给的那些建立教会基石的那样的特别的一群人。他们这些人使徒呢也通过传递特别的信息来给神的教会建立这样的基石。
The second is the gift of prophets.
所以第二个恩赐呢就是先知。
And the prophets were people who had the responsibility of telling others what God was doing and what God was going to do.
先知呢，他们的责任呢，职责呢，就是去告诉其他的人神做过什么，神将会去做什么。
The third gift is the gift of evangelists. That is, people whose responsibility it is to invite others to put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
第三样呢就是传福音的。这样传福音的呢他们的职责呢就是去邀请别人来把他们的信心放在主耶稣基督里面。
The next one is pastors, and a pastor is one whose job is to feed and care for and look after the sheep or the other Christians. Somebody's going to look after us.
所以这个呢，第四个呢，就是牧师。牧师呢，他们的职责呢，就是喂养或者说照顾那些神的羊，就是我们也是照顾其他的一些基督徒，所以我们需要某些人来看顾我们，喂养我们。
And I'm reminded of a sad story that I heard today. One of our brothers, one of our friends had an accident at work and something fell on his head and quite even possibly cracked his skull.
今天呢让我想起了一个悲伤的故事。而从这故事呢我们的一个朋友或者说他也是一个基督徒他今天呢在他工作的时候呢一个东西呢掉下来了砸在他的头上他的颅骨可能也会被砸破了。
That dear man's wife is in Asia right now and so she can't look after him, but one of his friends from the churchhas gone to him, was with him yesterday in hospital for a long time, may still be there.
因为他的太太呢现在在亚洲不能回来照顾他，所以在他们那个教会里的其他的一个朋友呢，他去医院陪伴他照顾他，从昨天开始，现在他可能仍然还在医院里。
He said, my responsibility is to look after my brother, and my responsibility is to pray for the dear man, and I'm just inviting you to pray for him as well. We're not sure how serious that accident was, but it appears to be very serious.
所以他说呢，我的职责呢就是来在医院看顾我的弟兄，所以为他祷告，所以呢我也向你们告诉你们，请求你们呢也为他祷告，因为他的我们不知道他的那个情况有多严重，现在呢还是不知道，但是呢看起来那个情况是非常的严重的，所以我们要为他祷告。
And the fifthgift is the gift of the teacher, someone who explains and teaches and encourages people to follow the ways of God.
这个第五个呢就是教师。教师呢他其实讲就是去解释去教导，这样呢就是去鼓励其他的人呢他们去理解和跟随神的真理。
Now just a couple of things here. First of all, apostles and prophets, they were foundational gifts. They were primarily given to the church in the apostolic days before the Bible was written.
这里呢首先告诉大家，这些使徒和先知呢他们是建立整个教会的基础。这些人呢他们这样的恩赐主要赐给他们是在使徒的那个年代，然后是在那个年代呢圣经还没有赐给我们之前，由这使徒和先知他们来建立教会的基础。
But the other three gifts are continuous gifts. In the world today, in the church wherever we go, there are evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
以后面的三个恩赐呢它是一直持续到今天的，因为这个呢不管你到哪里去，不管你在世界各地在哪个教会里，你都会发现这些传福音的牧师还有教师。
But I think it's also true that in the church today there are people with an apostolic gift and a prophetic gift because they are laying the foundations of the churchin a particular a community or a particular region.
这个呢我相信在我们当今世界呢现在也有这样的使徒和先知，他们赐给这样的恩赐呢实际上他们是在世界上某一个地区或者是某一个部分，在这样的地方呢他们建立那个教会的基础，被赐这样的恩赐。
All of which says that if you were in the church in Ephesus, you would have one of those five gifts.
所以就像我们刚才说的一样，如果你今天在以弗所教会，那么你就具备这五样恩赐中的一种。
And if it was true of them, then it's true of you and me. Each of us have one of those five gifts.
所以呢对当时呢如果是这样一个事实在他们身上，那么今天呢在你我的身上呢也具有这五种恩赐之一。
Now the easiest thing would be for us to deny that and say, well, I'm not an evangelist, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a teacher.
对我们来说呢很容易就是说呢我去否认这样一个事实，就说呢啊我不是一个传福音的，我也不是牧师，我也不是教师。
And you might not be an evangelist like Billy Graham was. You might not be a pastor and teacher like Hudson Taylor was, but you have a gift of evangelism, pastor, teacher, prophet, or apostle.
所以呢这个你有可能不会像是像 葛培里那样的一个传道者传福音的，你有可能不像是那个戴德生那样的一个牧师或者是教师，但是呢很确定一点的是，你具备其中的一样的恩赐，就是说是传福音的牧师、教师或者说是使徒、先知。
Now that means that all of us have a gift that requires us to have our mouths open.
所以呢这样呢就是说呢意味着我们每个人呢都有这样的一个责任，让我们去开口去说。
So my question to you is, have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Are you born again?
所以我对大家的问题就是说呢，你有没有相信主耶稣基督为你的救主，你重生了吗？
And if the answer is yes, then what are you saying for Jesus?
所以呢，如果答案是是的，那么你为主耶稣基督说过什么话呢？
Now, I want to draw the parallel, please, of a family.
所以呢，这里呢，我要跟大家讲一个，就是一个家庭这样的一个状况。
If you've got a family, mommy and daddy have the main speaking gifts.
如果你有一个家庭的话呢，那么你的爸爸妈妈呢，他们是要负责说话的。
But all the brothers and sisters have a responsibility for each other and a responsibility to tell each other about the truth and the way of life that mommy and daddy are expecting the family to live.
但是呢，其他的那些弟兄姊妹们呢，其实他们都有这样的职责，他们要互相去把爸爸妈妈他们希望这个家庭是什么样的这样一个话的这样一个意思呢，互相传递出去。
Everybody has a responsibility to say something.
所以每一个人呢，都有这样的责任，要去说点什么。
And therefore, that is exactly what we try to do. Each of us try to say something to all those around us that they would, can be used by the Spirit of God for the blessing of the church.
所以这个呢，就是我们每一个人现在都在做的。我们每个人呢，都会给我们的周围的人呢，说点什么。这样呢，神的圣灵呢，就会来用我们去为神的教会呢，做点什么。
I heard this story a long time ago about a man who was a Christian. His problem was he was deaf. He could not hear. And because he could not hear, he could not speak clearly.
因为我们听到这个样一个故事，这个故事很久以前发生的，就是一个基督徒呢，他是个聋子，因为他耳朵聋了呢，所以他也是个哑巴，他也不能说话。
He used to go along to the meetings of the assembly regularly every week.
所以呢，他通常呢，会定期的每个星期呢，都去教会参加会议。
And somebody explained to him,One day, they said, why would you go if you cannot hear and you cannot speak? Why would you keep going to the meetings of the assembly?
那有些人呢，他以某种方式跟他沟通，他说呢，如果你听不见，你也不能说话，那么为什么你每个星期都要去教会，参加教会的会议呢？
And he wisely said,I go regularly to the meetings of the assembly because I want people to know whose side I'm on.
其实他的回应呢是说呢，我定期去教会参加会议呢，我是要让所有的人都知道我是站在谁那一边的。
So we can speak with our mouth.But we also speak with our actions.
所以呢，我们可以通过我们的嘴去说话，同样呢，也可以通过我们的行为去说话。
Now the question is, why did God give to each of us, and in particular, Why did God give to you the gifts he gave to you?
那现在的问题是呢, 为什么神赐给我们, 每一个人特别的恩赐, 为什么神会赐给你那样的一个恩赐呢?
And the answer is in verse 12, or the answer begins in verse 12.
所以答案是在第12节, 或者说答案是从第12节开始的。
It says, he gave these gifts for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
第12节说呢, 他赐这样的恩赐是为要成全圣徒, 尽服事之功, 造就基督的身体。
God has given you some wonderful gifts. Why?
神赐给了你一些神奇的恩赐, 那么为什么他要赐呢?
Answer, so that the saints can be perfect?
答案是呢, 就是要成全圣徒。
Are you perfect?
你是完美的吗?
You say not quite.
你说, 不那么完美。
All right. You've been given gifts. Make sure that you do your job perfectly.
所以呢, 这个没关系, 就说呢, 你要, 确保神赐给你那样的恩赐, 让你去把工作成全。
Is your brother or your sister perfect?
所以你的弟兄姊妹, 他们是完美的吗?
You say, well, no, they're not much more perfect than I am.
所以你说呢, 不是的, 他跟我一样不完美。
Well, then what's your job?
那么你的工作是什么呢?
To make them perfect.
去成全他们。
Why are we having this meeting tonight?
我们今天为什么要开这样的一个会呢?
So that you and I can be perfect, we can encourage one another to be a perfect assembly of God's people.
所以呢,就是我们要互相成全,这样呢,我们所有的互相成全以后呢,我们就会成为神的一个完美的教会。
What is the objective of making ourselves perfect?
所以呢,我们的目标是什么东西可以让我们变得完美呢?
Well, I want to become perfect. The verse says, for the work of the ministry, I want to live a life such that when I speak to people, the work of God is increased in that congregation.
这个呢,就是我们的目的就是要去服事之功。 所以呢, 我是说是, 我要当我跟人讲话的时候呢, 那么神的教会里面, 神在这个教会里呢, 会那个高升。
You and I, strive to take the gifts God has given us so that we can be perfect, so that the ministry of God will progress in our sphere of influence.
所以这样呢,你我呢,赐给这样的恩赐呢,所以呢,神赐给我们这样的恩赐呢,是要成全我们,成全我们呢,我们要尽服事之功,服事之功呢,这样呢,我们为神说话的时候呢,神的教会呢,就会这样逐步的增长。
And what's the purpose of that? The end of the verse says, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
所以呢,我们所有这样做的目的是什么呢? 在第12节的结尾说呢, 就是要 建造基督的身体。
Our responsibility is that the body of Christ, as we know it, the local church and the church universal, our responsibility is that that body be edified, be built up, be stronger.
这样呢, 其实我们所有的人的工作和我们的职责呢, 就是要去造就神的这样的一个教会, 是我们当地的教会,会整个世界的,整个宇宙的这样一个广泛的教会, 我们的职责呢, 就是要去造就神的这样的教会。
So why were we given these gifts? We were given gifts so that the saints would be perfect, so that we would be... Get it clear here. So that the ministry would be stronger and that the body of Christ would be stronger.
为什么神要赐我们这样的恩赐呢？神赐给我们这样的恩赐的目的呢，首先就是要成全圣徒，成全圣徒，然后呢，就是说要尽服事之功，然后呢，就造就基督的身体。
And what is the objective? Verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
这个就是说呢，这个目标是什么呢？目标是在第十三节里，第十三节讲呢，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
What is your particular congregation, your particular assembly, your particular church? What are they like? What is the objective? We all want to be perfect like the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，你的那个特别的你自己的那个会众里面，或者说你自己的那个聚会里面，你自己的那个教会里面。你们所有的人的最终的目标是什么呢？最终目标是我们所有的人呢，都最终完美的像我们的主耶稣基督一样。
And that ultimate objective at the end of verse 13 is unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这个里面呢，就是说呢，认识神的儿子得以长大成全。最后一句就是说。满有基督长成的身量。
Why did God give you the gifts he gave you?
为什么神赐给你现有的恩那些特长神赐给你呢？
So that as an individual, you would be just as, tall, strong, mature as Jesus.
因为你作为个人来讲，你就要像主耶稣基督那么高，那么强大。
And that every one of your contacts in your family, in your spiritual family, every one of them would also be just as mature, just as tall, just as wise, just like Jesus.
所以呢，你接触的每一个人在你的那个家里，就是说在你那个属灵的家里，每一个人呢，都会像主耶稣基督那样诚实，像他那样高大，像他那样有智慧。
Now this is very simple, but very, very important. God did not give you the gifts he gave you so that you could be a big deal. He did it so that we could serve Jesus in a way that would make Jesus what he ought to be and would make the body of Christ what it ought to be.
所以呢，这是非常重要的。所以呢，你们大家都要记住，神赐给你现在所有你获得的恩赐呢，并不是说要让你成为一个某某人，成为一个大人物。所以呢，神赐给你这样的恩赐呢，是要你让主耶稣基督他在他应该有的位置上，所以主耶稣基督的身体就是你的整个教会的每一个人呢，都要应该成为他应该有的样子。
Unlike the way the world thinks, the gifts are not given to enrich us, they are given to enrich the church and therefore to enrich Jesus.
所以这个呢，就是说呢，不像世界的人上的人所那么认为的，我们所获得的恩赐呢，是让我们让教会加强教会，那个加强了教会以后呢，最后呢就加强了主耶稣。
So you can imagine by illustration, if you like, you can imagine a family where one of the boys in the family is especially gifted.With his ability to work with his hands.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是你可以这么去想象，想象呢，就是说，在一个家庭里，这样呢，就是在一个家庭里呢，一个小男孩，他有被赐给特别的这样的恩赐，有特别的这样的能力呢，是因为可以让他用自己的手，在这整个家庭里做出一些贡献。
Let's assume that the family is in the carpentry business.
因为我们的假设这个家庭呢他们家庭的那个工业呢是在做木匠。
And one of the boys in the family is a highly skilled carpenter.
因为他们中间其中的一个男孩呢，在家里呢是一个很有经验的木匠。
And so the father goes to him one day and says to him, Johnny, what did you do today to help us in the business?
那有一天呢，那个父亲就跟那个小孩说，那个小孩的名字叫Johnny，说Johnny，你今天做了一些什么样的事呢？来为我们家族的生意做了一点什么了？
And Johnny says, I wasn't working for you today at all. I was working for myself.
所以那个Johnny说呢，我今天呢根本就没有为我们家族的生意工作，我是为我自己在工作。
He says, I'm very skilled, so I was out making money for me today.
他说我呢很有经验，我也很熟练，所以呢我为自己赚钱今天。
And the father says, but your mother and your sisters, they all need money, and you're working for yourself. You're not working for us at all. What's the matter with you?
因为他的父亲就跟他说呢，你的妈妈，你的姐妹们呢，他们都需要钱。那么呢，今天呢，你完全没有为这个家庭赚钱，而是为自己赚钱。那么说，你有什么毛病吗？
You remember that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was a young man, was working in his father's carpentry shop.
因为你们大家都记得，当主耶稣基督还是一个年轻人的时候呢，他在他父亲的木工厂工作。
He had many younger brothers and sisters.
所以他有很多的弟弟妹妹。
Do you think he went to work for himself every day? Or do you think that he went to work for the family business every day?
所以你认为主耶稣基督当每天他出去工作是为他自己工作呢，还是为他整个的家族工作呢？
Frankly, if I had lived in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ and I needed a house to be built, I think I would have said, I want to go to Joseph's carpentry shop and get Joseph and Jesus to build my house for me.
坦率地说，如果我生活在主耶稣基督那个年代，我想建一座房子的话呢，我肯定会去那个约瑟的那个木工厂，然后呢，我要请约瑟和主耶稣基督来为我建造房子。Jesus
wasn't building for himself. He was building for the family business.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他并没有为他自己去建造，他是为他整个的家族的生意来建造。
That is why God has gifted you as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's given you the gifts he's given you in order that you might build his church.
这就是为什么神赐给你这样的恩赐，因为你是主耶稣基督的仆人，所以神赐给你这样的恩赐呢，是为了让你去建造神的教会。
Now, why is it important that the church be built?
为什么建造教会有这么重要呢?
Verse 14 says, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
第十四节说呢，是我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Why must you and I tell others about Jesus? Why must we look out for one another? Why must we teach one another?
那这个为什么我们要去告诉其他的人关于我们的主耶稣基督？为什么我们互相要看顾？为什么我们互相要教导呢？
Because we're all like little children, and if we don't hear the truth, the devil will teach us a lie, and we will be in deep trouble.
因为我们所有的人都像小孩子一样。 如果没有人教我们真理的话呢，那魔鬼呢就会教导我们所有的他的谎言，这样呢，我们每个人都会陷入极大的麻烦。
I think it's true. Most people who call themselves Christians don't know the truth of God to the point where if the devil wants to tell them a lie, he can get away with it.
因为这个也是一个事实，我认为大多数基督徒呢，他们认识神的真理还没有到这个程度，因为到那个时候，当魔鬼呢告诉他一个谎言的时候呢，他没有能力呢去识别这个谎言。
Is the devil a deceiver?
那魔鬼他是个骗子吗？
Yes, he is.
是的，他当然是个骗子。
Does the devil want to deceive you so that you are no longer effective in your Christian life, no longer happy in your Christian life, no longer useful in your Christian life?
那他是不是魔鬼？是不是他想欺骗你呢？ 他欺骗你以后呢，让你在作为你的基督徒人生里面呢，你不再那个变得有效的人生，你也不再有一个幸福的人生，你也不再有一个就是基督徒的人生呢。
So what does the devil do in order to attack Christians?
魔鬼他想做什么来去袭击一个基督徒呢？
He tells them lies, just like he did to Adam and Eve in the garden so long ago.
他告诉基督徒们一个谎言，就像他在很久以前告诉亚当和夏娃那个谎言一样。
How are the Christians protected from the lies of the devil?
那基督徒们怎样呢？被保护着，不要去听魔鬼的谎言呢？
Answer, you and I teach them.
答案是你我去教导。
And if we don't teach them, they'll be like little children being led astray.
如果我们不去教导他们呢，他们就会像一个小孩子一样被带迷了，带偏了路。
Now, how are they led astray? They're led astray by the deceits of men, and they are led astray by the craftiness of the devil.
他们怎么被那个带偏的呢？他们带偏的，他们是中了人的骗术，他们也是中了魔鬼的诡计。
Did you know that the devil is a very, very successful liar?
你们大家也都知道吗？ 那个魔鬼是一个非常成功的一个说谎者。
The Lord Jesus said he was a liar from the beginning, and we remember that from the story of Adam and Eve.
主耶稣基督说呢，他从起初他就是个骗子，所以呢，我们从亚当和夏娃的故事里知道了这一点。
The devil says, sorry, the Lord Jesus said of the devil that he was the father of lies.
主耶稣基督跟魔鬼说呢，魔鬼他是所有说谎人之父。The
devil has been practicing as a liar for a long time.
所以呢，这个魔鬼呢，他说谎言呢，已经说了很久。Do
you think he's skillful by now?
所以呢，你认为现在他会变得很熟练吗？
Do you think he's sufficiently skillful that he could even deceive you?
你认为他的熟练程度足够到可以欺骗你吗？
And the answer is yes. So how can we be protected, defensive? How can we be defended against the lies of the devil?
所以呢，答案其实当然是的。那么我们怎样去保护，怎样去防卫？ 我们不要被魔鬼的谎言所攻击呢？
Answer, we teach one another.
答案是我们互相教导。My
job is to teach you so that you don't be deceived by the devil.
我的工作呢，就是教导你们，教导你们呢，这样呢，你们就不会被魔鬼欺骗。
And your job is to teach me when we're together. Your job is to teach me so that I'm not deceived by the devil.
当我们聚在一起的时候，你们的职责也是来教育我，教导我，让我也不被魔鬼的谎言所欺骗。
None of us want to be like little children, easily deceived. We want to be mature so that we don't fall under the sway of the devil's lies.
因为这个呢，我们没有一个人呢，想像一个小孩子那样很容易被欺骗。我们每个人呢，都要想要变得成熟，成熟这样呢，我们不会被魔鬼的诡计和骗术所欺骗。
So how are we protected then from that? We teach one another. You speak to me. I speak to you. We each speak to the other. And we grow and we mature as we share the truths that God teaches us with one another.
所以我们怎样呢？受到保护，我们怎样保护自己，保护其他人不被魔鬼的那个谎言呢？欺骗呢？答案就是我们互相教导，互相教导以后呢，这样呢，我们都可以成长，成长以后我们就可以变得成熟，我们变得成熟以后呢，我们就知道更多的神的真理，这样就确保我们不会被魔鬼的诡计和谎言欺骗。
So the question is, what would we say?
所以问题是，那么我们说什么呢？
And verse 15 tells us the answer. It says, speak the truth in love.
所以呢，第十五节给出了我们答案，就是唯用爱心说诚实的话。
So my job tonight is simple. My responsibility is to speak to you the truth in love.
所以呢，今天呢，我的职责呢就是这个，就是呢，我的职责呢就是在爱中说真理。
Sometimes that's easy.
有时候呢，是容易的。
Most of the time, it's not easy because sometimes I've got to speak to you and I've got to say some things you don't want to hear.
所以这个呢，大多数时候呢，其实这么做并不容易，因为有些时候呢，我必须说一些你不爱听的话。
There's a pastor in a church in the United States and his position is this. He says, I always want to tell the people something encouraging so that they will go away feeling good about themselves.
在美国呢，有一个牧师，他是这样说的。他说，我要跟别人讲的话呢，总是说是每一次我都要讲一些鼓励他们的话，这样他们离开的时候呢，会欢欢喜喜的离开。
But what would they do if they had done something wrong? Would they expect the pastor to tell them that they were wrong so that when they left, they felt bad about themselves?
那么说呢，这个他们怎么做呢？如果他们做错了什么事，他们来到呢那个牧师那里，他们期望牧师呢就说一些不好听的话，那么他们会感觉不好的走了吗？
What would you do if you were a mummy or a daddy and your little boy did something wrong and you said, oh, I don't want him to feel bad. I won't tell him he is wrong.
所以呢，就是说呢，如果你的孩子做那些什么坏事，你作为父母的话，你会说是因为他做错了事，我不想让他感觉不好，所以我就不告诉他他做错了事吗？
What would you think of a father? What would you think of a mother like that?
所以如果父母他像这样去教育孩子，你怎么看这样的父母？
We have a very sad example of that in the Bible.
我们在圣经里呢，有一个非常的悲伤的一个例子在里面。
The great man, King David, had many sons.
所以那个伟大的那个大卫王，他有很多儿子。
One of them was a man whose name was Adonijah. He was Solomon's older brother.
所以呢，他们其中的一个儿子的名字呢叫 Adonijah， 他是所罗门王的哥哥。
David said of Adonijah, rather, the Spirit of God said that David said, never said to Adonijah, why did you do that? David never disappointed Adonijah by telling him he was wrong.
所以呢，神的圣灵告诉大卫说，大卫呢从来没有跟那个Adonijah他的那个大儿子说过任何的不好听的话， 也从来没有告诉他那个儿子他做错了任何的事情。
And Adonijah led a revolt against David and against Solomon. At the time when Solomon was anointed king, Adonijah basically said, Solomon won't be king, I'll be king. And he set himself up in rebellion against his father and his half-brother Solomon.
所以那个Adonijah那个儿子呢，实际上最后呢，他领导了一个反叛运动。他这个反叛的运动呢，其实是反对他的父亲大卫王，同样是他的那个弟弟那个所罗门，他已经被高为王了，他仍然带领叛军去反叛他这个王朝。
The consequence was that Adonijah lost his life. He was killed because his father wouldn't tell him he was wrong.
最后的后果呢是那个Adonijah最后呢是被杀死了。他被杀的原因呢是因为他的父亲大卫王呢从来没有指出他所犯的任何的错误。
So our responsibility to our brothers and sisters is to make sure that we speak the truth in love, even if the truth is not going to be welcomed by the brother or sister to whom we speak.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说呢，我们作为弟兄姊妹呢，我们每个人的职责呢，是用爱心说诚实的话。尽管有时候这样说这样的诚实话呢，会让你说的那个对象呢他不高兴，你还是要用爱说诚实的话。
So why has God given you the gifts that He has given you? He's given them to you so that you can speak the truth in love to your brothers and sisters, so that you can grow together.
那为什么神会赐给你身上所有的恩赐呢？就是这样的，或是为了让你对你的那个弟兄姊妹们呢，用爱说诚实的话，这样你和你的弟兄姊妹们呢，都会一起在主内成长。
Verse 15 again then, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into Him, into Jesus, in all things, who is the head, even to Christ.
第十五节继续说，那就可以在凡事上长大，进入他，他就是头，即基督。
Do you always act like Jesus Christ?
你的行为永远是像主耶稣基督那样的吗？
If you don't, what do you expect to happen?
如果你的行为不像主耶稣基督那样，那么你希望会发生什么呢？
Well, you expect your brother or your sister to say to you, you know, that wasn't like Jesus. That wasn't the way Jesus would operate. And you and I have a responsibility to speak the truth in love so that we all act like Jesus.
所以呢，你我呢都希望别人指出呢，就是呢说你这个行为呢不像主耶稣基督的行为。如果主耶稣基督呢是这样，你不会是主耶稣基督不会这么做。所以呢，你希望你的其他的弟兄姊妹们呢，当你不像主耶稣基督那样做的时候，他们会给你指出来。
So the first responsibility then we have is to take the gifts God has given us and to speak the truth in love.
因为我们首先的第一个职责呢，就是说呢，接受神给我们的恩赐，然后呢，用爱说诚实的话。
All right, verse 16. Now, list other responsibilities we have.
所以呢，第十六节呢，列出了其他的我们所要有的这样的职责。
Verse 16 says, "From whom the whole body fitly joined together."
第十六节说，全身都靠他联络得合适。
You're in the body of Christ. I'm in the body of Christ. The question is, are we fitly joined together? Or are we just don't fit? How do we get together?
所以呢，你在基督里，我也在基督里。那么现在问题是呢，我们在基督里以合适的方式联合在一起吗？或者说是我们就这样不合适的方式联合在一起吗？ 是以合适还是不合适的方式，以什么方式联系在一起呢？
And so the word, the Greek word that underlies this concept is a Greek word that is built upon the English word that we have called harmony.
那这个里面呢，这一句话所建立的是一个希腊词。这个希腊词呢，就是今天我们的英文建立在这个希腊词的基础上得出来这个词呢，就是和睦。
On many occasions in my life, I've had the privilege of singing in a choir.
所以在他的人生中呢，他有这样的荣幸呢，是在一个合唱队里唱歌。
When you sing in a choir, your job is to fit in with the others in the choir so that we make a perfectly harmonious unit.
其实呢，当你在一个合唱队唱歌的时候呢，你的职责呢，就是说呢，你和其他的声部呢和谐的唱在一起，这样当你们的唱出来以后呢，是一个很美的一个和声。
A good choir is a choir that sings in perfect harmony and in perfect unity.
一个就是完美的合唱队呢，它是在一个完美的和声联合在一起的。
A bad choir would be a choir wherein some people don't fit in with the rest.And instead of being together, they're fighting one another.
所以呢，在一个不好的一个合唱队里呢，是其中某些人呢，他们不是和其他的人合在一起，他们本来是应该合唱和声的，结果他们是对着的，所以他们互相是对抗的。
When I was younger, we sang in a choir. One of my friends joined the choir.
当他还年轻的时候呢，他在一个合唱队里唱歌，其中的他一个朋友呢加入了他们那个合唱队。
He had a big smile. He looked really good.
所以呢，他长得很好看，笑起来也很好看。
But he had a bad ear and he could not hear the tones required to hit each note accurately.
但他是听力呢却不是好，他那个乐感不好，所以呢他那个当他听到的时候呢，他不会听到那个准确的发音和准确的节奏。
And so when we came to the time of our performance, the choir director said to him, keep smiling, but please don't make any noise with your mouth.
所以当他们开始练习合唱的时候呢，他们合唱队的那个指挥就跟那个人说呢，他说你只要微笑就行了，不要发出任何的声音。
God says that we are to be together, together by speaking the truth in love and also making sure that we are in perfect harmony one with the other.
因为呢神呢经过神的圣灵告诉我们呢，我们被接受神的恩赐，那么我们在一起呢要用爱说诚实的话，要确保你们大家互相和睦，这样和睦的在一起。
And if in fact you're not in harmony with your brother and sister, then what you should do is you should get in harmony or be silent.
所以呢，这个呢，如果你跟你的弟兄姊妹们不和睦，那么你应该怎么做呢？或者说是你变得和他们和睦，或者说呢，你要闭口不说话。
But verse 16 again says, verse 16, yes, it says, the whole body is to be fitly joined together and compacted.
第十六节继续说呢。百节各按各职。
All right, so here's the choir, and it can be joined together like this, or it can be tightly compacted together.
那这里是一个合唱队，他们可以呢，就是自己联合起来，像这样。对，或者呢，他也可能联合的非常紧密，这样很牢靠。
How close are your brothers and sisters to you in the Lord Jesus Christ?
所以呢，在主内的你的弟兄姊妹和你有多亲密呢？
Some people say, I don't really know about that sister. She's sometimes with us, she's sometimes not. I'm not sure where she is.
有些人说呢，我不知道那个姐妹，她到底是什么样的，因为她有时候和我们在一起，有时候呢，她也不和我们在一起，我确实不知道她现在到底在哪里。
What is our responsibility to those brothers and sisters that should be together, but they're still sort of on the outside?
所以呢，我们的那些本来应该和我们合在一起、合在一起弟兄姊妹，他们，但是呢，他们现在不和我们在一起，那么我们对他们的职责是什么呢？
Verse 16 again. It says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth.
那这个第十六节说呢，照着个体的功能彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长。
So I've got an interesting body here.
所以呢，我有一个很有趣的身体这里。
Part of my body is my forearm.
所以呢，其中我的身体的一部分呢，是我的胳膊。
As long as my forearm is properly attached to my body, it can do something.
所以呢，当我这个胳膊呢，就是连接在我的身体的时候呢，我的胳膊可以正常的去做一些事情。
But what if my forearm decides to stay in bed in the morning rather than come to work?
所以呢，如果说今天早上我的身体，我的胳膊决定留在床上不去上班，那么我上班会是什么样子的？
Well, you'd say that's very strange. The forearm should be there. You can't work with a hammer if you don't have a forearm. What's the matter with this forearm?
你说呢，这个有点奇怪，你的胳膊本来应该就在那里。如果你有这个胳膊呢，你就可以用胳膊去拿锤子去做一些事情。那么你的胳膊跑哪去了呢？
And then somebody says, well, you know, the problem is the elbow.
所以呢，有些人说呢，那个问题是后面这个肘骨。
My elbow said, I don't care about the forearm. And so the forearm goes off and the elbow didn't hold it in.
所以呢，他说我这个肘子这边这个肘骨呢，他我根本就不关心我这个胳膊，所以呢，他就不去连接这个胳膊在这里，那么那个胳膊呢就自己掉了。
What's the job that my elbow is supposed to do? It's supposed to hang on to the forearm and keep it from running away.
所以呢，那么我们这个肘骨的在这里呢，它的职责是什么呢？它职责是紧紧的连着我的这个胳膊。这样呢，让我的胳膊不至于掉下来。
Now, every one of us in the body of Christ have the responsibility of holding on to all the other members of the body to bring them together. We've got to be closely compacted by that which every joint supplies.
所以这样呢，我们每一个在主内的弟兄姊妹们呢，都有这样的职责。我们职责呢是保证让所有的在主内的每一个肢体呢，他们紧紧的和身体连在一起，用这样呢把他们紧密的联合在这里，所以他不至于跌落。
So we each of us have three responsibilities.
所以我们当中的每一个人都有三样的职责。
Number one, to speak the truth in love, even if it's not going to be appreciated because it points out something wrong.
所以呢，第一个呢，我们是要用爱说诚实的话，尽管说呢，有时候你说的这些话呢，人家不爱听，是因为他做错了事儿。 你依然要用爱心说诚实的话。
Number two, our responsibility is to live with the rest of the body in perfect harmony.
所以呢，就是第二项职能呢，就是我们和其他身体内的其他的肢体呢，完美的和睦的在一起生活。
Number three, to draw the body together and compact it so that it can function efficiently and effectively and beautifully.
第三样之中就是吸引连接其他的肢体的其他的部分，让他们完美的紧密的结合在一起，这样呢，它就可以以一种完美的方式，有效的方式去工作。
And if we do that, we will build one another up in love, build the body up together.
所以如果我们这样去做呢，我们就会在爱里互相建造，也在把那个主的身体建造的完美。
Now, I hope that you understand that that is a very high and a very wonderful calling.
所以呢，我希望大家的那个理解，这是一个非常的高的，也是一个非常的美的一个呼召。
Have you ever seen a big construction job?
你有没有见过一个非常大的一个建筑项目？
Maybe you've had the privilege of seeing a high-rise building going up in your neighborhood, and you say, wow, what an amazing building. That's a big building.
也许你有这样的机会在你的周围看到了一个高层建筑从底下建起来，你说呢，这个建筑，高层建筑太美了，太大了。
What is the most important construction job ever undertaken in the history of the world?
所以呢，在有史以来，这个一个完完全全最重要的一个建筑项目是什么呢？
Well, the most important building that was ever constructed was Solomon's Temple.
所以呢，在历史上呢，最重要的一个建筑物呢，被建造的就是所罗门的圣殿。
It was the most expensive building in terms of dollars per square foot that has ever been built.
所以这是一个极其昂贵的一个建筑物。如果说你去按平方尺来算，这个平方尺的造价是极其高的，最高的。
But the temple was extremely beautiful. The most beautiful building that the world has ever seen was the temple that Solomon built for God.
因为这个圣殿呢，所罗门的圣殿，它是一个极其美丽的一个建筑。这是当时的所罗门为神所造的一个圣殿。
But that isn't the most wonderful, the most important building ever constructed in the world. The Church of Jesus Christ is the most important building.
但是呢，还有一个在有史以来最重要的建筑，最重要的建筑物呢，就是主耶稣基督的教会。
Our Lord Jesus said before he went to heaven, I will build my church.
所以我们的主耶稣基督在他离开我们去天堂之前，他说我会建造我的教会。
And he said the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
所以他说呢，地狱之门都战胜不了他。
That's the most important construction job the world has ever seen. Jesus is building his church.
因为这个呢，是在历史上有史以来最重要的一个建筑，就是主耶稣基督在建造他的教会。
If you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are a brick in that beautiful building.
如果你信了主耶稣基督为你的救主的话呢，你就是这一个最美丽的建筑物里面的一块砖。
or you are a member of the body, the most beautiful body that ever was constructed.
或者说呢，你就是那个建造的，有史以来建造的一个最美丽的身体中间的一个肢体。
In either image, your role in the building or in the body is the most important thing in your life.
所以呢，不管是你是在两个印象中，一个是建筑物，一个是那个身体，这两样呢，就是都是你的人生中最重要的角色。
You are an ambassador for Jesus Christ, and that's the highest calling you could possibly get.
所以呢，你是主耶稣基督的大使，这是你可能获得的最高的呼召。
All right, what a marvelous privilege we have. What an important job we have. What a glorious prospect we have when we are part of the most beautiful building that ever was built. And one day the church will stand beside the Lord Jesus Christ and the entire universe will marvel at the beauty of that building.
因为这个呢，就是对我们来说是多么荣幸，我们有这样的呼召，是我们有一个多么重要的工作，我们有一个多么荣耀的将来的我们要去做的事情。所以这所有的一切，你就是我们都会成为这个宇宙里面最美丽的那个身体的一部分。
So the question is, how can I possibly live up to such a high calling?
所以呢，现在问题是呢，我怎么可能呢？就是说，去完成这样一个这么高的一个呼召呢？
So verse 17 begins to explain to us now how we can fulfill those great responsibilities, how we can take the gift that God has given and use it for this high and lofty calling.
第十七节告诉我们，我们怎么样去完成我们在人生中这么重要的一些职责呢？我们怎样去利用神赐给我们的恩赐，去完成神赐给我们这么高的一个呼召呢？
Verse 17.
第十七节。
It says, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you henceforth do not walk as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind.
就是记着，所以我说，且在主里确实地说，你们行事不要再像别的外邦人存虚妄的思想行事。
All right, how do other Gentiles walk?
那么呢？其他的那些外邦人他们是怎样行事的呢？
Well, they basically say, I think this is what I should do. And they do what their mind tells them to do.
所以他们说呢，我认为呢，这个事情应该是这么做。所以呢，他们自己的思维呢，告诉他们怎么去做。
So what does your mind naturally tell you to do?
所以呢，如果你的那个自然的那个思维怎么样告诉你怎么去做呢？
The answer is the wrong thing.
所以通常呢，你的那个自然的思维告诉你做的事情都是错的。
Oh, you say, I've got a really good mind. I'm pretty smart, you know.
你说呢，我的大脑其实挺好的，我非常聪明，知道吗？
And God says, your mind is a vain mind.It is empty. It is not able to choose to do the right thing. Don't walk following your mind.
所以神说呢，你的大脑，你的思维是一个空虚的大脑，而且你的大脑里面什么都没有。所以呢，不要去做你的大脑告诉你要做的事情。你的大脑告诉你做的事情通常都是错的。
Well, you say, if I don't walk following my mind, what do I do?
那你说，那如果我不去 这是我大脑所要求的做，那我怎么该怎么做呢？
And the answer is you get a new mind.
当然是你得到一个新的大脑。
Is that possible?
这个可能吗？
Yeah, sure. You can get a new mind.
是当然你可以得到一个新的大脑。
The apostle says we are to be renewed in our mind. We need a new mind.
所以呢，使徒告诉我们呢，说我们要更新我们的大脑，所以我们会获得一个新的大脑。
What would you do if you had an old-fashioned computer that continued to turn out bad results?
所以呢，如果你有一个很老的一台电脑，这个电脑呢，通常呢，它在一直就在坏，你会怎么做呢？
Well, you'd call in a programmer and you would say, I want you to install a new program in this computer so that it'll give me good results.
所以呢，你就会去找一个电脑专家说呢，我要你重新把我这个电脑呢程序重新更新一下，所以这样这个电脑它运行的时候就不会出错。
And so when you become a Christian, you go to God and you say, excuse me, Lord, but I want you to install a new program in my mind. My old mind isn't going to work right.
因为当你成为基督徒的时候呢，你要到神那里去，你说对不起神了，我要你给我装一个新的程序在我的大脑里，我大脑里那个老的程序呢老是做错事。
So what was wrong with my old mind?
那我的那个老的大脑有什么不对呢？
Verse 18 says, having the understanding darkened.
第十八节说他们的心思昏暗。
What happened in my old mind? Answer, the devil came in and the devil took the light that should have been in my mind and filled it withDarkness, my old mind was programmed by the devil.
因为那么我的那个旧的大脑呢，是因为魔鬼进入我的大脑，把里面的光拿走了，给它置入了黑暗，所以我的那个旧的大脑里面呢，被魔鬼置入了前世的黑暗。
Verse 18, it was alienated.From the life of God through ignorance.
第十八节说与神的生命隔绝了。
I didn't know about God and the devil, therefore, because I was ignorant of God, he was able to turn my mind in the wrong direction.
因为我不认识神，所以呢，那个魔鬼呢进入了我的大脑里面，因为我的大脑里面是无知的，所以呢，我就去转向去做一些坏事。
And the result was that there was not only ignorance, but there was blindness and hardness in my heart, and that's why my mind was going in the wrong direction.
这里面呢，因为魔鬼在里面，我们的大脑呢，不光是无知的，而且是心里刚硬，瞎了心眼儿。
And the verse 19 says, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness.
第十九节就是说呢，他们既然麻木不仁，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
All right, now I know what the Bible says.And the Bible says that there were two major reasons why my mind was all wrong.
所以呢，我现在知道圣经说的是什么。因为圣经说呢，是主要有两个原因，我的大脑会做错事。
It says that we've given ourselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Lasciviousness.And uncleanness with greediness.
这个里面讲的第一个呢就是放纵私欲，第二个呢就是贪行种种的污秽。
Now that is true of all people.
这就是在每个人身上发生的。
It's true of people in Canada.
所以呢, 这个适用于在加拿大的人,
and it's true of people in China.
当然呢,
and my friend said to me a few months ago, he said, you know, when I was growing up in China, there were two things that were considered to be important.
因为我一个朋友告诉我说呢, 当我去中国的时候呢, 有两件事被认为是非常重要的。
One was sex, and one was money.
第一个就是性, 第二个就是金钱。
That's not just a Chinese problem. That's a problem of the whole world. The Chinese just intelligent enough to put their focus on it.
所以呢，其实呢，这不光光是中国的问题，也是整个世界的问题。只是中国人呢，他把这些焦点呢放在这上，很明显的放在这两样上面。But
verse 20 says, "But you have not so learned Christ." That's not God's way of doing it.
所以第二十说呢，你们学了基督却不是这样，就是说呢，这不是神的方式去做的事情。
And so the Christian has got to learn to think totally differently from the world. We've got to get rid of the world's way of thinking in order to get God's way of thinking so that we can be part of this glorious church and use the gifts he's given us for the purpose he gave them to us.
因为我们基督徒呢，他要和世界上的人呢是完全不一样的。我们不要用世界上的想法，我们要用神的想法。这样呢，我们就可以在神里呢建造神的荣耀的教会，就是用神赐给我们个人所有的恩赐，这样来建造神的教会。So
that's maybe a good place for us to leave our study this evening.
今天呢，我们可能呢是这个是一个好的地方，我们今天就停在这里。We've
taken a long time and we've gone through these verses very slowly because they are extremely important.
因为我们花了很多时间呢，就仔细的来把这些经文过一遍，因为这些经文都是极其重要的。If
we have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, then God from heaven has appointed us as ambassadors here on the earth to do his will.
所以呢，如果我们信了主耶稣基督为我们的救主，那么在天上的神呢，他就把我们作为他天国的大使，在那个地球上呢，来服侍他。
It's a hugely important job.
所以这是一个非常重要的工作。
We have a key role to play in the biggest construction project in the history of the universe.
所以呢，我们是在这个整个宇宙里有史以来最重要的一个建筑物里，我们有一个很关键的工作要做。
We have got to fulfill that responsibility wisely.
所以我们必须呢完成这样的职责，带着智慧。
And that's why we're studying these verses slowly in order that we can pick up that responsibility and live it for the glory of God.
这就是为什么我们学习这些经文的时候呢，学得很慢。这样呢，我们就可以从里面学到东西，然后呢，我们为了神的荣耀而活。
All right, so that's pretty much where we will leave it this evening. We're praying that the Lord will continue to bless us and use each of us in the construction, in the building of his great project, the Church of Jesus Christ.
今天呢，我们就是要祷告，祷告我们每一个人呢，就是说呢，神会用我们去建造那个神，我们主耶稣基督的教会。
So let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we are thankful, so thankful that you have seen fit to save us and to gift us in order that you can use us in this great work, the building of the Church of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，主啊，我们非常感恩，感恩呢，您呢赐给我们这样的恩赐，这样呢，您可以用我们去建造这个历史上最美丽的建筑，就是神主耶稣基督的教会。
Lord, help us to take it seriously, we pray.
所以主啊，求您帮助我们呢，严肃地对待这件事情。
Deliver us from the example of this man Lot in the Bible.
所以呢，就是您呢，就是说，把我们从那个在圣经里很多这个人，就是那罗德的这个人里面救出来。
He got turned aside from the service of the Lord, and he got involved in the sin and in the monetary pursuit of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he lost everything.
所以呢，其实呢，他偏离了神的道，然后呢，他卷入了这样的一个罪，就在俄摩拉和索多玛里面的这样的一个罪，最终呢，他失去了一切。
We don't want to be like him, Lord. Preserve us, we pray. Help us to grow as servants of the Lord.
所以呢，主要我们不想像他那样，求您呢，帮助我们，拯救我们，帮助我们呢，成为主的仆人。
And so we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
现在我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 The Lord bless us.